Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
All Parent Gardening Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent.
Bright, blessed day.
Youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
I think to myself,
answer all your gardening questions. Feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's a little bit chilly this morning, but gonna warm up today. Obviously been a weird week of weather. It's just, I tell you, it's don't know what month it is based on, you know, just seeing the weather the way it goes. It's just every, seems like every day is different. You just don't know when what season we're in, where we're at, etc. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's just you never know. It felt like yesterday was, you know, was in some cooler temperatures during the day, and it didn't seem like it was August, right? I mean, we're towards the end of August, we're getting towards the fall, but just it didn't seem right. So, you know, hopefully that weather will change and let us feel at least the end of summer here, so that we can go back to having some. Well, I would have to get there first, but would have to, you know, just feel a little bit of summer here. Looks like you know, today and tomorrow is going to be in the 80s, so good days. Probably one of the last weekend beach days today out there. So yeah, it might be worth just saying, going to the beach. I'm doing it because long term, falls on its way. Anyways, what does that bring? That brings a new planting season. We're getting to that point where the renovations, the new lawns, the new planting beds, all those can start going in and getting ready to start again, start new or start fresh, because it definitely is that season again. We're in a good place for that, at least, right? You know, the weather has been beneficial when it comes for planting and for when it comes to, you know, getting ready for that season. We're there, right? We're definitely there. It's just, is it going to be, you know, is it going to continue? Which I think it definitely will. I don't see any difference in that. So, That all being said, it's time to get back out in the garden if you haven't been in there, because as the seasons start to cool down and we start to feel that change in weather, our plants feel it, our lawn feels it, and it starts focusing again on its root system, right? Starts focusing on getting ready for that winter season, because winter is always coming. No matter what, it's on its way. And so our plants feel it. They know it's coming. They know what's next. And they're ready to go. So we're in that time frame where, since the plants are focusing on that, it's a better time for them to grow, because they can focus their energy on the roots and developing versus blossoms or new growth, all those types of things. And that's what makes it the best time, because our plants can just focus on that instead of having to focus on all of those things at once. Right? So that's why the season is such a good time, because it only has to really focus on its root system versus roots, new shoots, flowers, being cut back, all those types of things. So our plants are focusing on putting the energy into the ground and being ready for that next season. And so it's the perfect time for planting, because our plants can just focus on that one thing versus, you know, everything. So just something to keep in mind this year. If you're looking at doing some new plantings, get ready, because it really is the time to do it. It is the best time out there. So anyways, if you have some questions for us today, feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I already said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we have plenty of time to help you out with all of your gardening questions. I know it seems crazy that we're at the end of August at this point, where it feels like summer kind of just started, right? It feels like it, or it feels like it, at some points it almost never got really started, because of the fact that the weather has been so off, right? It's just been so crazy that we didn't even feel like there was this full summer here, with all the rain, everything. So, well, it's kind of crazy. You know, this is also the time where we're looking at, like I've said a few times, getting our plants ready for winter, right? What else does that mean? That means fertilization. You know, we're going to start in the next few weeks here, right? As we notice the temperatures aren't really going to go above 80, we're going to start wanting to use, you know, those products like Holly Tone, Tree Tone, Plant Tone, you know, to get those plants ready for that winter season. You know, we know that our plants like to be fertilized, you know, our shrubs, our trees, like to be fertilized in the spring and the fall. And so we're getting to that point where it's time to fertilize that second time. But this time, we want to use it at half the rate, right? We want to use it at exactly half. So when you look at the back of the bag, the back of the bag is going to tell you exactly how much you need. And from there, just cut it in half. And that goes for the Holly Tone, Tree Tone, Plant Tone at this time of year. Because we don't want to push blossoms. We don't want to push new growth. We just want to help the root system get ready for that winter time frame. And that's why we use those Espoma products. Now, they're the original makers of this Holytone, right? They're organic. So Espoma Organic has been around since 1929. They know a thing or two about a thing or two, and plants is what they know. And so it's definitely getting to that time where we're going to need to fertilize for winter. So keep it in mind. If you have any thoughts, you want to look at it, go to their website at espoma.com to get more information of exactly what you need to do. But we're probably, I would say we're probably about 2 weeks, maybe, from fertilizing again and doing that, because it's definitely time. It's our plants need it. Our plants have had a crazy summer. They really don't know what day it is, what season it is. So it's our job to help them out with that. So we're going to take a break here. If you have any questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Said we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Nathan, who's up first today?
Jim's in Atkinson, New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm great. I'm out in the middle of Lake Winnipesaukee salmon fishing.
Awesome.
It's a little windy, so I hope the connection's okay. I can hear it kind of crackling on my phone. But anyway, I got a question. I got a pair of holly bushes, ornamental holly,
yep.
One on either side of my front door.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, the left one, it was dying. It was horrible. The yields, the leaves were going yellow and dying. And finally, I thought it was a fungus, and I went to a local garden center and they with a sample, and they said they thought it was lacewing.
Okay.
I never saw a lacewing. They're pretty big. At any rate, he said, what I did was I used a oil spray.
Yep.
And because on the back of the leaves, there was like black dots. He said, those are eggs. And then I did after that, during the season, I did a spray seven or eight. And
yep.
That really nailed it. The,
yep.
The thing is coming back beautifully. However, the right one is beautiful, nice, and oval, and lush, and the left one is lush, but it's oddly shaped. So my basic question is, when I'd like to reform it, trim it, to prune it, when would be a good time to do that?
Well, so, you know, I think in the next few weeks you could do some of that, just to shape it, right? Because the holly, I mean, unless you're waiting for it to have the berries, right? I'm going to assume that you have the female version there, and I know what happens when you assume, but
yeah, it is the I think it's the female that has the berries. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So if you know, if you were looking for it to have the berries, this season, then you don't want to prune it for a good amount of time, right? Until it's really, it's done. You could actually prune it during that time frame if you wanted to use, like, the berries as, like, a decoration, right, or something later.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's not a big deal if you do it at that point in time, right?
Yeah, because we want to make sure.
Yeah, so I would probably wait a couple more weeks. It's looking like the weather is starting to head down temperature-wise, to say in the cooler temperature. So I think you'd be okay to do it in the next, 10 to 14 days without a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But
and
your
then
comments early in the show about the weather this summer, we're right on.
It's just, it's been all over the place, and you just don't know. And that's one of the things where our plants kind of don't know. So with the cool temperatures, they're already kind of feeling like it's getting towards that fall season. So what I would do is, you know, after you prune them, and what I might do is try to prune both of them so they're kind of ready, because the one that's doing well, you're not going to have to prune very, very hard. But do a little bit of pruning so that in the next season, they both start to have new growth shooting out on both sides, right? So it's not like you fix one and then the other one, then you're trying to fix the other one next year. So kind of, do a little bit of pruning on the other one just so when they both come back, they both start to look the right way. And then on top of that, use a Holly Tone fertilizer at the end of the season here with a, you know, use it at half the rate. And that's going to help it go through some of that shock of being pruned, but it's going to get it ready for winter so that next year when the season starts out, it's already thriving and ready to go for you.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay.
All right.
Yep. And then a secondary question.
Yeah.
I have a rhododendron in front of the house, too, that I have to keep at because it's done. It grows up in front of my bay window.
Yep.
Also, I trim that.
So that one is not. That one, if you prune right now, you're going to cut out the flowers for next year.
Okay.
So you're going to want to wait until it's done flowering next spring and then prune it back. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Jim.
That really is really good suggestions, and appreciate your.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there, and hope you catch one. We'll talk soon. Have a great one.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden. Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Update. In the headlines this Sunday, the first tropical storm since 1939 hitting Southern California right now. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing a state of emergency.
Please listen to emergency personnel, local officials. Take seriously debris flows and floods, flash floods, lightning, possibility of tornadoes. Stay safe.
Word, the 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, is apparently in the final chapter of his life. Correspondent Brad Siegel reports.
Those were the words of former President Jimmy Carter's grandson. events on Saturday, the Carter Center announced in February that the 98-year-old former president was being placed in around-the-clock hospice care after a series of short hospital stays. Carter became known for his work with Habitat for Humanity for many years after his presidency. He was still teaching Sunday school until 4 years ago. Apart from grandson Josh Carter's sentiments, there were no details provided about the former president's condition.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. We're just getting started with the day. Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day out there. I'm excited to be able to get outside a little bit later and do a few things. Just enjoy it while we can, right? It looks like today and tomorrow are the last days for a bit that are going to be in the 80s. Don't know if it's going to get back to the 80s again. We'll see. We always seem to have that warm up again, right? Was it like the middle to end of September, right? Those are the things that start to really pop up. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the weather. You never know. It changes all of the time. Anyways, so this is the time of year, right, where we want to start getting that lawn put in and taken care of, right? You know, our lawns are starting to get to the point where the heat is not forcing them to stay small. They didn't go into a dormant state. And I don't actually think they went into a dormant state at all this year. Last year, if you remember correctly, I mean, how can you forget, right? We had, we've done the opposite end of the spectrums on both seasons last year versus this year, right? Last year we had epic proportions of drought conditions, where it was just the drought was so bad that we hadn't seen it in like years upon years. Now this year, it's the opposite. The rain just doesn't stop. Every time it rains, streets flood, everything floods. It's just, it's crazy. Our lawns didn't get didn't go into that dormancy state, right? They didn't stop kind of growing like they do. You know, some of our vegetables, right? You know, we have that time frame usually where our tomatoes, our peppers, some of those things slow down their growth and stop producing the color to them, right? Because of the fact that it's so hot, they go into that dormancy period. We really didn't have it in August, per se. We had it more in July, the heat, but it still consisted of a bunch of rain as well, right? So it's kind of crazy how it's gone, the weather-wise. You know, we talk about it so often on the show because of how much it affects what we do outside, obviously. But it's just of epic proportions. So it's something we need to really, you know, think about and keep in mind. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Perfect.
Hi. I'm, like everyone else, looking at all kinds of crazy growth with all the rain, and I did not get my Montauk daisies trimmed this year, so they're looking beautiful and full right now, and I'm just a little, you know, they're not going to be, they're going to be, you know, bigger than they usually are. I'm just thinking, it seems to me I'm going to have to leave them that way until the spring, once they flower.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm right there with you.
All right.
You know, so I follow the you know, the way we're supposed to do it, right? When it starts out, you're supposed to cut it back, and then you're supposed to cut it back at the like end of June into July. Well, last year we had that drought period, and when I did it, it then never flowered. So I was like, this year I was like, if I get to it, I get to it. And they're probably, last year they were only about 18 inches tall. This year they're probably 2.5 to 3 feet.
Yeah.
And they look healthy. They look good. It's just, to be honest, you're just going to let them flower and kind of do their thing and then prune them back for the spring. You know, get back into that regular plan if you can. Because it's just, the weather's pushed a lot of growth on these, and it was, you just never know what could have changed weather-wise.
Right.
So you're not the only one. Okay. I've seen it around out there. I wouldn't worry about them as a plant. I would just say it's 1 year. Next year they're going to be okay. We'll get back to that pruning aspect. I don't see it as a big deal.
So is it, I know 4th of July is supposed to be the second one, and I never have done the first one. Is that Memorial Day?
It's actually,
the holiday?
It's just, it's earlier than that. It's,
oh, all right.
I'm trying to think, it's usually, I think it's like a month before for that. It's usually when they start growing, right? You know, in the spring.
So end of April.
Probably more like end of April, that time frame, right? Because at that point, that's when you're doing that heaviest prune, right?
Okay.
That's in the early season, you're doing like a pruning back to about 6 to 10 inches, right? So that's the first one, and then the second one should be around July 4th. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I almost, to give us like a day, like a holiday, not really a holiday when I say that out loud, but like I'd say almost like tax day. It's not a holiday by any means that anybody wants to celebrate, but about that time frame, right? That's when I would look at. I mean, you know, well, you're in New Hampshire, but in Massachusetts, it's like Patriots Day is around that time, right? So maybe we can celebrate it that one. But
yeah, okay.
So that's when you would do the first, and then the second again is July 4th. And then depending upon how old your daisies are, the best time to really divide them is every 3 years, right? Because what it wants to do is some of that older growth can expand and get bigger. And so the third year would be the time frame to divide it, right? Maybe cut it in half so you can have a couple plants going forward.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that'll be next year, too.
Yeah, definitely. I hear you. I'm okay. Looking at it and saying that's probably what's going to happen for me, too. One thing I just want you to, you know, also think about for this fall, right? Any of the frosts that start to happen, you know, the cooler, the blooms and the leaves can withhold it, right? We all know, you know, we see them, they're one of the last blooming. And this is one where you don't need to cut it back at the end of it, right? You don't need to cut back the flowers or anything like that at the end of the season. Just let it die back. Because we want the energy to go back into the root system. If we go in there and it's done flowering, then we prune it way back. That's why we want to wait till the spring. Right. So it's one of those ones.
Deadhead.
Yeah, I mean, you can deadhead. You can.
It's going to be a mess through the winter.
Yeah, that's just kind of what it is, unfortunately. Okay. Going forward with this one for this season. But, you know, you really honestly don't need to fertilize them either. They don't like a heavy fertilizer. Okay. So it's not like you need to fertilize them going into winter. You just kind of let them do their thing. Let them die back into the ground. And don't prune them at the end of the season. Just let them go. This is one of those ones where if you're pruning roses in the spring, do it about the same time as you would prune roses. You know, my father used to always say when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play, that's the time frame. It's about the same thing with Montauk daisies.
Okay. So I'm also looking at, you know, some other, I'll just tell you the three and then maybe there's a group there. I trimmed the forsythia after we didn't get the yellow, but it's gone crazy. I've got rhubarb I want to move, and then I had a beautiful crop of garlic, which I've never grown before. I was very happy picking my garlic. But is there some spring onions I could plant in the fall that would come up in the spring?
Okay.
Like the garlic? I mean, sooner.
Yeah, so let's start with the forsythia, right?
Okay.
I had the same thing going on with mine. Mine has gone from, you know, I pruned it back to about 5 feet tall last year. It's about 8, 9 right now. I pruned out as much of the sucker growth as I could because I know that's not going to help it. And you could probably you're probably seeing those are some of the ones that have taken over some of the height. So removing some of that sucker growth is only going to benefit that plant.
Okay.
You know, with some of the major growth there, I wouldn't prune too much other than the sucker growth or any dead and damaged, right? Just to kind of let it go a little bit. If certain spots, if certain spots are just unsightly, or they just just too much, you can definitely prune them out and just realize some of that area might not get as many flowers. You know, it kind of is what it is, with it. Let's see, you had a question about rhubarb, right? You wanted to move it. Okay, so you want to
I have two little plants. They're not happy where they are in terms of light, so I want to put them in a brighter spot. I just don't know. There's, you know, some of the leaves are still green.
Yep. So, you know, it can be done early to mid-fall or early spring. It can be moved.
Okay.
Either one of them. Either time, right? Up to you on when you want to do it. Fall is usually the better time because the plant starts to go dormant for the season and it has less, like, it's not as stressful on the plant. Right? You know, are you looking to just move the...
Sorry.
I was just going to ask how you were going to move it. Like, are you going to move the whole thing? You want to kind of...
Yeah,
so you could just go right with the whole thing, get as big of a root ball as possible.
Okay.
You want to go down at least 6 inches. Probably try to, you know, the rhubarb root system is not going to be like, you know, 12, 18 inches deep like a tree or a shrub. But you want to get six to 10 inches if you can. You'll be able to notice that when you put the shovel down into the ground, you'll start to feel the root system. You're going to cut into part of it because that's what it is. But you want to do the best you can to avoid cutting a lot of those roots. So that's why you kind of want to feel underneath it. But I think you can definitely, get a decent sized root ball for it.
Okay.
Right. And what you kind of want to do is when you get underneath the rhubarb, you kind of want to move it up and down, kind of, you know, lift it up a little bit to feel. You'll see almost the root system move up and down of how big you need to get.
Uh-huh.
And that'll show you where to go. Okay.
All
so,
right.
Your last question, I want you to hang tight. We're going to hit a break here. For everyone else, phone number is 855-660-4261.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to a number of things. But we are on looking for fall planting of onions for next year. Now, you can plant a number of different onion styles in the fall. They're not going to be like spring ready for you, but what it's going to be is they're going to be early summer. Usually what that means is about almost like a full month before like a regular onion would be ready compared to if it was a spring planted onion. So, with the onions, you know, you can do a number of styles for them, and just realize they, you know, the onions that you prune in the, excuse me, not prune, that you plant in the spring are ones that you could almost harvest until, you know, almost until the winter. Whereas these are going to be more of a midsummer to early fall blooming, ready. So All it's kind of really doing is getting a jump on the season. It is a great time to do it, so it's not like it's not something that you shouldn't do. It's definitely something that is going to be helpful for them. You just get them earlier than normal. Does that make sense, Pat? All right. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are getting ready for fall, right? We're not far away. We're getting real close, starting to think about winter, starting to think about, you know, the different things. And in the next couple weeks, I want you to start thinking about, you know, which plants do I need to prune for winter? Which plants do I need to just kind of let go? And I also want you to think about when it comes to the majority of our perennials that, you know, die back a bit in their where they are in the plant. I want you to remember you need to let them get to the stage where they start to turn brown a bit, right? Where they start to have some dieback versus while they're still green. Why is that? Well, if we cut back these plants too early, sometimes what will end up happening is our plants will try to push new growth because they're still in their growing season, if you will, right? That's it. When you prune them, they almost feel as though it's time to put new shoots out. And so that's why we want to wait till they start to at least get hit by a few frosts. They start to yellow, start to turn brown, and work their way into getting ready for winter. So remember that as you're doing those fall cleanups. They're not, you know, the fall cleanups, we still got some time. But we just got to, you know, kind of think ahead. When you're doing it, don't prune back too early, because you can affect the plant and affect their chances of making it through the winter months. And that's not what we want to do, right? We want to make sure our plants thrive for next year, because a lot of them had a great season, right? It wasn't ideal conditions for a summer, if you will, but it was great conditions for our plants to grow. And so it's something we should really just be thinking about and saying, all right, yep, we're going to make sure our plants are taken care of here. So just something to keep in mind, because I know as the time permits, we kind of say, all right, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to prune, I'm going to get rid of these things, and this is what's going to happen. Well, make sure we wait a little bit. You know, we want to get those projects done, move into the next season. We're just not there yet, obviously. But when the time comes, you'll know. You will know the difference. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.